Access to finance is a big issue. We need private sector there to collaborate with, but we also need enabling legislation and some soft facilitation for women to be able to access finance. Unpaid care work is a big hindrance for women, because not unless we redistribute, we remunerate it, and we even recognize it, we are leaving a lot of women outside the mainstream economy. And of course, there's also the issue of levels of education. So investing in girls' and women's education is a critical must-do in order for us to achieve economic empowerment.
This session will gather ministers from around the world. It's a high-level meeting. What will be your message to them today?
Well, that it can be done, and that as I've just listed, the things that are standing between us and better empowerment of women are decisions that need ministers, governments, leaders of private sector institutions to lead and to have the political will to implement.
UN Women came out with a very strong campaign this week called He for She, calling on men to be a part of this fight. Can you explain a little bit more about that?
This campaign recognizes that we need the other half of humanity to own up to their responsibility to ensure that we achieve gender equality. So we are reaching out to men, asking them to declare themselves as men who want to make change, and creating a database for us that will enable us to engage with men on a regular basis, but also picking on those that are likely to do, we hope, phenomenal things that we can share with other men. And the more senior the status of a man in society, the bigger the task we expect them to undertake. If you are a CEO of a company, we expect the CEO to look at, for instance, pay parity, to removing the glass ceiling, to ensure that the company has relevant legislation to deal with sexual harassment, and that there's investment in women-owned businesses who are supplying to the company. But also ordinary little boy he for she's. We expect them to take a stand with the help of parents in some cases, and in most cases, in fact, to say that, I will not do cyberbullying. And if I see a girl being ill-treated by boys, I will report and I will take action and I will stand for them.